you do here first.
All right, so I go in there. We've got a wall on the left, which is all the hotel brands that we own. And I tell people, I said, most people aren't aware, but we are one of the biggest hotel companies in the world. We have all the brands that are on this wall over here. So all the Hampton Inns, DoubleTrees, Embassy Suites, the Garden Inns, the Waldorf Astorias, and so on. We're never going to get into the budget side of lodging. It's not the kind of company that Hilton is. Right now, we focus on properties that are a little bit more expensive than what most people can afford to stay in. It's just the kind of company that we are. So we're not ever going to Motel 6s, Super 8s, Hojos, Comfort Inns, places like that. Then I walk over to the other board where it says the credibility stages, and I said one of the reasons why we're one of the biggest hotel companies in the world is because we're one of the oldest hotel companies in the world. We've been in business for 93 years now. You don't stay in business for 93 years by not doing the right things. Conrad, at the beginning, always stood for customer service and quality, and we still build off that foundation today. And that's why you continue to stay in our hotels through the honor system, is you know what kind of company we are. We're pretty new to vacation ownership, but we've been doing the hotel thing for almost 100 years. And this has only been around for about 20 years. But in the hotel side of it, we've been doing it for almost 100. The timeshare concept was originated back in the 50s in the French Alps. And it came to the United States in the early 60s. And in the early stages, Hilton, I'm sure, looked at the timeshare industry. But unfortunately, timeshare companies have really bad reputations. They make a lot of promises to people that typically they can't fulfill. And it's a little bit on the shady side. In the 80s, real estate commissions came in and regulated a lot of that, though. And now most companies that are in the timeshare industry have somebody to answer to at the end of the day. So we are all licensed sales representatives. And if I tell you anything that's misleading today, I could lose my real estate license. So it's in place for your benefit more than anything else. In the 80s, the Marriott Corporation decided to build a timeshare resort out in Hawaii. And that was kind of odd because, Marriott's got a good reputation just like we do. So by them getting into that industry, we thought it was a little peculiar because it could affect their reputation long term. So what we decided to do is research the timeshare industry back in the 80s. And we wanted to find out the good and bad of timeshare. So Hilton put a ton of money into the research of timeshare. And basically what we found out at the end of the day is people like timeshares. They like the larger units, they like the prepaid vacations, they like the nicer quality resorts. But there's two things that nobody likes about timeshare, and it doesn't matter who you own with, there's two things that you'll never like about timeshare. One is it's not flexible. You have to vacation a week at a time. You always have to check in on a Friday or a Saturday with a timeshare. They're all designed that way specifically because you're staying for a week. If I'm taking this one vacation home and selling it to 52 different people, everybody's got to check in on Friday to make sure that all 52 owners get a week out of the year. Well, the problem with that is what if all 52 owners want to come in peak season? Then you start having issues with availability. Availability is one of the number one things people don't like about timeshare. The second thing with timeshare is if you want to go somewhere other than the place you own, you got